We're in Kabbalah for the student. We have the article Peace in the World also in our website. We're starting with the title The Attribute of Singularity in the Egoism Affects Ruin and Destruction.
So,
the article Peace in the World. The attribute of singularity in the egoism affects ruin and destruction. Thus you see how our attributes collide and fight one another. And not only between sects, but within each person, the four attributes dominate him all at once, or one at a time, and fight within him, until it is impossible for common sense to organize them and bring them to complete consent. The truth is that the root of this whole disorder within us is no more than the above-mentioned attribute of singularity, which exists within each of us, whether more or less. And although we have clarified that it comes from a sublime reason, that this attribute extends to us directly from the Creator, who is single in the world, and the root of all creations, still, out of the sensation of singularity, when it sits within our narrow egoism, it affects ruin and destruction, until it became the source of all the ruins that were and will be in the world. And indeed, there is not a single person in the world who is free from it. And all the differences are only in the way it is used, for the desires of the heart, for ruling, or for honor. And this is what separates people from one another. But the equal side in all the people of the world is that each of us stands ready to abuse and exploit all the people for his own private benefit, with every means possible, without taking into any consideration that he is going to build himself on the ruin of his friend. And it is inconsequential what allowance each of us gives himself according to his chosen direction, since the desire is the root of the mind and not the mind the root of the desire. In truth, the greater and more outstanding the person, precisely so is his attribute of singularity greater and outstanding.
Questions, please? He didn't say anything new for us. The measure of singularity exists in each and everyone, and that's the reason for this general destruction, although it can also be the reason for the wholeness of society, but it works towards social destruction because it's tied to our ego.
Title: Using the Nature of Singularity as a Subject of Evolution in the Collective and in the Individual. Now we shall penetrate into the understanding of the direct conditions that will finally be accepted by humanity at the time of the appearance of world peace, and learn how its conditions are good to bring a life of happiness to the individual and to the collective, and the willingness in humanity to want to finally burden themselves with those special conditions. Let us return to the matter of singularity in the heart of every person, which stands to swallow the whole wide world for his own pleasure. Its root extends directly from the unique one to the people, which are his branches. Here there is a question that demands an answer. How can it be that such a corrupted form will appear in us so as to become the father of all harm and ruin in the world? And how, from the source of every construction, extends the source of every destruction? We cannot leave such a question unanswered. Indeed, there are two sides to the coin of the above-mentioned singularity. If we examine it from its upper side, from the side of its equivalence with the unique one, it works only in the form of bestowal upon others. For the Creator is all bestowal and has nothing of the form of reception, because he lacks nothing and needs to receive nothing from the creatures he has created. Therefore, the singularity that extends to us from him must also act only in forms of bestowal to others and to receive nothing for ourselves. On the other side of that coin, meaning how it actually works in us, we find that it operates in the complete opposite direction, because it operates only in forms of reception for oneself, such as the desire to be the only great and rich man in the whole world. Thus, the above two sides are as far apart from one another as east from the west. That gives us the solution to our question. How is it possible that within the same singularity which stems and comes from us, from He who is unique in the world, who is the source of every construction, serves us as the source of every destruction? This has come to us because we use that precious tool in the opposite direction, which is self-reception. And I'm not saying that the singularity in us will never act in us in a form of bestowal, because you cannot deny that amongst us are people whose singularity operates in them in the form of bestowal upon others, too, such as those who spend all their money for the common good, and those who dedicate all their efforts to the common good, etc. But those two sides of the coin that I've described speak only of the two points of the development of creation, which brings everything to completion, starting in absence and gradually climbing the degrees of development from one degree to the next higher up, and from there to the higher still, until it comes to the summit, which is its preordained measure of perfection, and there it will remain forever. The ordered development of those two points is A, the starting point, the lowest degree, which is close to complete absence. It is described as the second side of the coin. B, the summit, where it rests and exists forever. And that is described in the first side of the coin. But this era that we are in has already developed to a great extent and has already risen many degrees. It has already risen above its lowest phase, which is the above-mentioned second side, and has come significantly closer to the first side. Therefore, there are already people among us who use their singularity in forms of bestowal upon others, but they are still few, as we are still in the midst of the path of development. When we come to the highest point of the degrees, we will all be using our singularity only in a form of bestowal upon others, and there will never be a case of any person using it in the form of self-reception. By those words, we find the opportunity to examine the conditions of life in the last generation, the time of world peace, When the whole of humanity achieves the level of the first side and will use their singularity only in the form of bestowal upon others and not at all in the form of reception for self. And it is good to copy here the above-mentioned form of life so it will serve to us as a lesson and as a role model to settle our minds under the flood of the waves of our lives. Perhaps it is worthwhile and possible in our generation too to experiment in resembling this above form of life.
Questions? Like that, everything is good.
What's still not clear is how to use the form of singularity in bestowal. How does that practically happen?
In bestowal?
Yes.
You are special. You finally you can extend the work of the Creator in our world, and you want to be his partner. Please, you have an opportunity to act.
Meaning first you have to reach a feeling of partnership with the Creator?
Out of the desire to become partners with the Creator, you activate yourself and bestow to the others. You continue, you extend his line of work. It's not because you love the other and you want everything to be nice and quiet in the world and everybody will be happy and everybody will be content. No. It's because you want to extend the upper force down below to the people of the world, because he planned it this way and he wants to do it this way, and he installed you as the one who will do it. Next. Everybody's relaxed. Next.
Title: The Condition of Life in the Last Generation. First, everyone must thoroughly understand and explain to his surroundings that the well-being of society, which is the well-being of the state, and the well-being of the world are completely interdependent. As long as the laws of society are not satisfactory to each and every individual in the state, and leave a minority that is unsatisfied with the government of the state, this minority conspires under the government of the state and seeks to overthrow it. And if its power is not sufficient to fight the government of the state face to face, it will want to overthrow it indirectly, such as to incite countries against each other and bring them to war, because it is natural that at wartime there will be a lot more unsatisfied people, with which they will have hope of achieving the critical mass to overthrow the government of the state and establish a new leadership that is convenient for them. Thus, peace of the individual is a direct cause for peace of the state. Furthermore, if we take into consideration that part in the state whose craftsmanship is war, which the state always has, and their every hope of success, such as scholars of war and those who live by supplying the ammunition, that as far as the social quality is concerned, they are always a very significant minority. And if we add them to the unsatisfied minority from the current rules, at every given moment you have a vast amount of people who crave war and bloodshed. Thus, peace of the world and peace of the state are interdependent. Hence, we necessarily find that even that part of the state which is currently satisfied with its life, which are the nimble and the clever, still have a lot to be concerned about for the safety of their lives, due to the tensions with those who strive to overthrow them. And if they understood the value of peace, they would be happy to adopt the conduct of living of the last generation. For all that a man has, will he give for his life.
Okay. No? What?
This means that any difference between human beings is a good thing. It's a potential that can be either good or bad. Is that true?
Of course. There's no good or bad person. Everything is according to the use. And the greater the will to receive, it can be used for good or for bad. It's clear.
And all these forms are required for development.
Of course. Everything only depends on to what extent they connect between them and complement one another. There's nothing bad in the system. These receive, these bestow. Take our body as an example. How many macrophage cells we have there that eat one another, and you know, something horrible. I don't know how many mechanisms of destruction exist in our body in order to constantly activate the metabolism of cells and life, and renew those and burn those and destroy those and build those. It's you can't. You can't do it without seemingly negative actions. It comes from the fact that we have a will to receive and a will to bestow, two forces in creation. And to come to the will to bestow, for the will to receive to come to equivalence of form with the will to bestow, it must be included of those two mechanisms. And those two that need in the combination between them, the war between them, to reach balance, ever higher balance, until they reach the end of correction.
So I'm not going far to the whole world. Even in our society, there is such a great difference between the friends in many points of view. You can look at dissemination or the group, and these things, at least in my corrupt eyes, they separate us. What should happen in our society so that everyone will be content, as he writes here, having nothing to do with each one of abilities?
When everyone finds themselves connected correctly with the attainment of the goal, connected between them and connected to the goal as one.
What does it mean, connected to the goal?
With the Creator. Creator, who is the general force of bestowal, and with everyone between them who is connected together. Meaning they built their connection between them that was egoistic to be in order to bestow to one another, and by that they reach a state where they can discover the Creator in receiving in order to bestow.
How does the connection with the Creator in the group cause each point of singularity become important? What's going on there?
If there will not be 10, there will not be correct connection between them and with the Creator. 9 are not a minion, not a 10. It's very simple. You're missing 1 or 9, it doesn't matter. You don't have a minion. A 10. The circuit is not closed. In spirituality, it says there is no sum in spirituality. If something is missing, it's missing. Doesn't matter how much. The circuit is not closed. Therefore, the connection that has to exist in society has to match the connection between everyone and the connection with the Creator. So They have to connect between them to create such a system between them called Creator. It is called the upper force, the force of bestowal. This ten of in participation, when they build the Creator, the force of bestowal, mutual bestowal, they find out that there is place for him to be revealed because they created it. According to equivalence of form, he is revealed in what they establish between them.
Because at the moment we're so different from each other.
Different than what?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, externally. So we can't see the exertion of each and every friend.
What does that have to do with externality? I don't understand. I have such friends, such students here. Well, Niv is good looking. Who else? I don't know. No, Niv is the prettiest. How can you measure a person? Those are his inner qualities that we don't reveal yet. Let's start to connect together. Then you'll see how the Creator arranged everyone so that you have nothing more, nothing less. Until the last one will fill his place, the light in the system does not turn on. Okay.
We know that a 10 is not 10 people. It can have a 10 from 2 or 3 people. We're talking about qualities. Every sfira is a quality. I think it will be a lot easier for us if we can feel what are these 10 qualities we should feel in the 10.
We don't know it. We can feel them only from when it will be revealed from the connection between us. In each one of us, when we connect, then there's an inner mechanism between us, the inner mechanism of the 10, when we connect. And so each one that connects with the other 10, with the other 9, I'm sorry, is integrated in the second one, and the third, and the fourth. So each one in the 10 is integrated with the entire 10. And from that, he understands. That's how it works.
And when you say that, we'll understand when we will read Tess like a novel, we'll feel.
Well, for that we have to have a screen, a masach, that I will read Tess, and what is in Tess I will feel what he is writing about. Not his degree, but at least 100 degrees below him, but I'm in it to some extent. It's like someone's writing a book about a certain adventure, and a little child reads it. So also, he's not in the same imagination as the writer, as the author, but he has something of that. We're not connected enough to feel the adhesion, I'm sorry, the attainment in the books. We don't have it. So how can we do it? You are correct that if we'll reach this kind of attainment, it'll be easier. But it will be more difficult in other things. One comes at the expense of the other. Just like we talked about today, that annulment and adhesion is the best, most comfortable, easiest way in the point of zero that a person feels. And the same is here. To feel the system in which we are included, we have to discover it. We have to be integrated, but only when all of us discover those zeros. Inside of that, we begin to be integrated.
So we're continuing. The title is Pain versus Pleasure in Self-Reception. Thus, when we examine and thoroughly grasp the above plan, we will see that the whole difficulty lies in changing our nature from a desire to receive for ourselves to a desire to bestow upon others, since those two things deny one another. At first glance, the plan seems imaginary, as something that is above human nature. But when we delve...
It's truly above human nature, undoubtedly. But
when we delve deeply into it, we will find that the contradiction from reception for oneself to bestowal upon others is nothing but a psychological matter.
But it's above our nature.
Because in fact, we do bestow upon others without benefiting ourselves. This is so because although self-reception manifests itself in us in various ways, such as property, possessions for pleasure of the heart, the eye, the palate, etc., all those are defined by one name, pleasure. Thus, the very essence of reception for oneself that a person desires is nothing but the desire for pleasure. And now, imagine that if we were to collect all the pleasures one feels during his 70 years of life and put it in on one side, and collect all the pain and sorrow one feels on the other side, if we could see the outcome, we would prefer not to have been born at all. And if this is so, then what does one receive during one's life? If we assume that one obtains 20% of pleasure during his lifetime and 80% of pain, then if we put them one opposite the other, there would still remain 60% of suffering unrewarded. But this is all a private calculation, as one works for oneself. But in a global calculation, the individual produces more than he takes for his own pleasure and sustenance. Thus, if the direction were to change from self-reception to bestowal, the individual will enjoy the entire produce he produces without much pain.
Questions?
This article that Bala Sulam wrote is hard to grasp, because he said this sentence here that really was intense. Maybe it's possible in our generation to also make an attempt to resemble the real form of life. Meaning, on the one hand, he does know and he has attained. On the other hand, he doesn't have this place of passing it on to the people, because the people in themselves are what? Meaning, if the Kabbalist himself doesn't do the work and doesn't pass it to the nation, then there's nothing here. No one.
But you have no one to pass it to.
Right. No one to pass it to. And he's describing a situation that there's a minority that's trying to fight for his rights, and the other people were satiated. And there's this struggle never ends. And the Kabbalist has a deficiency, he wants to pass it on, he has no one to pass it on to. And the gap between these two states, what can we do with it? How can we work with it? How to pass it on to the material, to humanity? What should we do?
I'm in the same question as you, and even more than that. I don't know what to do. The only hope lies in that humanity is starting to recuperate a little bit, begins to check itself, to critically analyze itself. A general crisis is coming, very wide, multifaceted, diverse. that forces humanity to critically analyze the entire period of its existence, based on the forces of the ego of reception for oneself, and to see in this way that humanity is destroying itself, all of you, you know, the planet and in general everything. If they can perform a calculation that's a little further from their nose, I don't know. You see how all over the world nobody wants to think about what will happen tomorrow. I will slaughter everyone today. I will destroy the earth as long as I have a few more billions in the bank. What for? Let them be. But in the meantime, you are destroying all of nature. The important thing is my bank account. But you're not going to enjoy your bank account. Doesn't matter. Meaning everything is still working according to the narrow egoism. And it's possible that there needs to be here a serious blow. That's it. It's, in a sense, according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, we've concluded our egoistic development. There's nothing before us except for annihilation. Fascist regime and then destruction. So I truly hope that the world will recuperate, and it does, because I see that it's pressuring the Jews, and it's not going to stop. If someone thinks that Trump can help us and other such, maybe our success in weapons and arms, it's nothing. Here it doesn't work according to this level. We need to realize what's before us, and especially in Bnei Baruch. Let's hope that we will feel more correctly the signs from above that the Creator is revealing to us, and accordingly it will awaken each individual in our general collective of Bnei Baruch to act on the people of Israel and through them the whole world. But I'm looking ahead at next year, 2, 3. And everybody's writing about it. That the changes will take place. Huge changes. Such that no one is able to withstand, especially us in Israel. Also with our neighbors, our inner enemy, with everyone. And with the whole world in general, against us, and more and more. We have nowhere to run to.
First of all, I'd like to give a blessing for the special programs of Chaim Chadashim, New Life, that you do with the Oren. It's a wonderful program. I think I haven't heard it enough times, but it explains part of these things. I think different than Ran does. I can't understand everything he's saying, but he's not talking about the 10 Sefirot and the whole Havaya. He's showing us about the truth, mercy, justice, and peace, that we need this singularity. And it's hard for us to grasp because I'm very different than him in the world to receive. But I wanted to talk about something else. Maybe by this we have tremendous messages here, and there are guys here in this society that may build the right approach for dissemination outwardly. Where basically, in my opinion, what we should develop is more sensitivity. I stumbled upon this yesterday as well. There are things that happen to us that as if pass us by. For instance, fields that are being burned in the border with Gaza, or what's going on in Japan. The human suffering that is going on, we just have to copy this situation, to take pictures of the situation, to show it emotionally. Not that everything is negative, rather that everything is happening comes to show something. I think we can build a whole line of explanation so that people will find it easy to understand.
Maurice, if you will show us how to do it, I will be grateful.
There are many people here who are wiser than me.
Okay, but you see, they do what they do. It's possible that they can do more than that. We have a meeting of our writers meeting. They come and we talk about what to write. It's possible that we need to write more, and I agree with that, and put it in more places, and not just that it just appears in my Facebook, and whoever goes in there goes, and whoever doesn't. We need much more, but you see, that's what they're doing.
I'd like to say something about this, because I read, and whenever I can connect to these meetings, I do. What we had yesterday morning in the lesson, the last part, started a conversation, a discussion between everyone about things that usually we talk about, these reporters' meeting. The writers' meeting was very special because it was with all the worldly, and everyone was able to incorporate. And it turned out that a large group of people, friends from all the world, could start working with this. And that was great. I think that really elevated and made the last part so special.
So let's do it here, not in my office, those meetings. Once, twice a week, we'll do it here, half an hour, and it will be for the benefit of everyone and for the benefit of the dissemination. No problem. So, writers, you need to get ready. Send me a topic. We will take that topic seriously, and we'll develop it here. Okay. According to the order, Moti first.
I wanted to ask, we're talking about changing human nature, and I think it's clear for everyone that if we organize this country, the world intends, there is a chance for such a change. Yesterday, we were talking about the matter of, how to call it, caring for the world out of the fear of the Creator. That's the way I understood it. And we also talked about friends who may, meaning, will be able to talk outside of the point of the heart. There was this short discussion about it. I wanted to ask, among us there are friends that I at least know in the Israeli, and I believe in the worldly as well, that have such a quality. I know it from the dissemination I've been part of in the past, that can really, how should I say it? They can go into the people and go into to the talk about soccer and or something when they're completely adhere to our messages, but they know how to process themselves in these things. Some, not everyone knows how to do it, some do.
And what about that?
We're looking to organize a reality of tens. If I come with my campus or all these things, there's a group of people in this nation that is willing to go there. We should open the tents.
I don't get it. I'm now going among those people who love to cook. We have many such programs. I'm going to make a tent out of the... one of the foodies or cooks, yeah?
In every level, it can happen in the ones who love the cooking, but you need the people who know how to do it. Not everyone can do it.
But what will they do, these people? Learn to cook or what?
No, they're not learning to cook. They're going to use the surface, what we have, in order to address the people who exist in our nation, and it will be possible to be able to go into them in such a way.
It will help them connect.
And gradually.
According to the topic they want.
According to the topic, yeah, and there are so many people today. I call them the lone people that bring people together. There are dozens of people here in Nebaruch that work every day, and it's not like an organized thing by Ben Daruch, but they know how to address people. You know, can play with the computer, and through the computer you can explain people that you should go into tents.
Well, listen, people want to succeed in a certain action. For that, in order to obtain, to reach their goal, they're willing to connect. So you enter among them, you come to them, and you explain to them what does it mean to connect, how they should connect in order to reach their result, their desired result. But they learn about connection,
they learn how to sit and attend. There are people who can be in these places because not everyone can, and it opens a new circle for us even before the circle of the points in the heart. There are so many people like that, and I know them.
Of course, before they don't require anything else except to, let's say, study cooking.
They want to study cooking, but we can do it in a way that we round them up and bring our message inside. A lot of people here can do it. Not everyone does the organize.
We'll locate them. Let's see. Let's see how to do it.
I'm willing to start a plan with the managers here.
No, we don't need a plan.
Just to find the people? Okay, so I can find the people.
We need in practice.
And yeah, I'm talking practically.
Yeah, one more.
Rav, yesterday you were saying that it's important to go out to the people. We've neglected it a bit. Our group in Rishon, Chaver, is a strong group. I want a direction, if you can give us. What does it mean to go out to the people? What actions? What can we do today practically? Start circles. What should we do? We have a serious house. We have all the instruments. How? Give us a point to start working with.
I don't know. Personally, I don't know. What are you looking at me for? And you're waiting for me for something to come out of me. I don't know what to do. I know there's the things we must do and we must exert in every direction, but I don't know. I don't know the approach of the people and how they're organized and around what are they connected and how to go out to him, to it. I don't know. I don't know.
To initiate things, to start initiating things alone?
Of course. Of course. It's like the Moscow group will ask me, how can they go out to disseminate? How do I know? It's the same thing for me. I'm not connected with the public.
The moment we have a spiritual tent here with the whole people, all the nation, connect to them like a goof and organize properly with the desire that the Rosh is sending to the goof, then it will be their work.
I don't know, let's do and see.
What I'm asking is our goal here just to organize a spiritual tent and all the rest will fall into place later?
If we will create a spiritual tent of ourselves, everything else will fall into place.
To continue this exactly, in order to organize, to generate a spiritual tent, what I heard from Bala Sulam is that there's a psychological change here. Why don't we bring the best psychological team in the world, take one tent, and go right ahead, let them advance psychologically, to work according to the rules of psychology, and to advance. Take a 10 as an example, and yeah, everyone will all envy them. I'd rather not be in this 10, so I'll envy and advance there. And then it will push us all forward.
We don't want to endanger the 10. You is enough. We'll bring a psychologist to you, and everything will fall into place.
So I'll ask a different question. What is in the psychology that Bala Sulam is talking about?
Psychological, meaning it's not a spiritual change. What's sufficient here is a change in our psychological, our corporeal perception, to understand it's worthwhile for us to connect. Let's go for connection. How to realize the connection? Then gradually we come to a state where we need a special force. But to explain to ourselves that connection is better than separation, that this state of affairs today brings us to collapse. For this, you don't need anything spiritual. That's what he means.
So basically it means that each of us should first be his own psychologist in order to really agree to internalize this thing, and also psychologist for all his friends.
All the friends, no, only yourself.
Only for myself?
Yes, Avigdor. Listen to an economist, not a psychologist.
I'm confused as much as he is. We read this week of an excerpt from Mitzvah Achat, an advice by Bala Sulam. I'm going to read it. He writes it out of one commandment. I'm saying that the first and the only commandment that is certain that will bring you to Lishma is to take upon yourself not to work for oneself, only for your necessities, meaning exactly to satisfy your own needs, and the rest of the time you help the public or any human in the world that needs help. That's what Bala Sulam writes in the Article 1 Commandment. I don't understand about this importance. He says it's the first, the only, and most certain. I thought that the first advice is there's no else besides him. Connect, the correct the shattering.
No. Those are big things that we later come to them from keeping this mitzvah.
How is this the first and the only mitzvah to reach Lishma? What's the connection between my schedule and...
What is it? That every person invests himself in the other. That by that, he connects to the other. By that, all his thoughts and desires are in the other and the same for everyone else. So they build a tent, the whole world is a tent, doesn't matter. And there the Creator is revealed, you don't need anything besides that.
And what is the work for others by Bala Sulam? Because I think the interpretation is different.
He's telling you that for you, you take as much as you need, as much fuel as you need, like a machine. How much fuel, how much oil the engine needs to work, and everything else for the other.
Yeah, but it's a matter of definition, because we pretty much disrespect charity and donations.
It's not philanthropy and charity. I'm not giving them from my own surplus. I give them everything that I'm able to produce, to manufacture for them. And the same way, the whole world, one for the other and the other for the other. Why? Because by that, we are raising ourselves to the degree of the Creator. I'm not bestowing to the other, I'm bestowing to the Creator.
I hear your words, and exactly like the last verse we read in the Peace in the World about the practical calculations and the general calculations, I hear the words, I don't understand anything. What is this work for others that brings you to Lishma?
not as much as I can bestow to the other. Beyond my own necessity, I must do it, and by that I come to equivalence of form with the Creator. I am raising myself to the degree of the Creator.
So, I'm sorry for the provocation, but accordingly, Warren Buffett and Bill Gates are on a faster way to Lishma, because they organized a club of billionaires. And
I don't think that Bill Gates lives like one of the engineers that work for him, that he has 50,000 such employees, right?
They committed to donate all their money, and
they can contribute his whole body. What's what of it?
So I don't understand, what does it mean to work for others?
It's every day, each and every moment, to think how much I can give more and more and more to the other. Meaning, in other words, how much I can bestow after receiving from myself only the necessary fuel. I fill myself with 2,000 grams of or however many calories I need per day, and all the rest to the other. Give everything. As he says there, until there's no more poor and needy.
In my corrupt mind and heart, everything is money, an apartment.
Very nice. Meaning we need to come to a state where everyone, if he thinks this way about everyone, then there will come a new standard. How much does a person need in order to exist? Because everything else he bestows to the other. You will scrutinize and you discover how much you need. How many calories, how much clothing, and so on and so forth. Meaning, I don't need to restrict anyone. I need to provide them such an education. And then from this education, each one will restrict himself by himself and give to the other what the other needs. And he will understand what the other needs. And the second person will not take more than what he needs from him.
Okay, now I have a thread. This thread means that I don't need to give them my assets. The kingdom of priests and the holy nation is...
It's not your property. The fact that you have a surplus above what you need to live, it's not yours. It belongs to everyone.
Yeah, but the key, as you said, is education, because otherwise a person will limit himself. That's why. So, does Baala Sula mean that help others is give them light that reforms, education that will let them reach this?
If you're going to go out onto the streets to bestow to everyone, you are not going to reach anything except for increasing greatly the number of people who wouldn't want to work, wouldn't want to achieve anything in life. It's not good.
So what for Bnei Baruch, the ones who want, like Effie, Asaf, and the friends who were speaking, and Moti, and the friends who have a desire, what does it mean to work for the sake of others?
Only explanation, information, education. We have nothing else to give. We talked about it in the past. Only education. We have nothing else to do. Okay, guys. Thank